Do a cold open, you fucks.
I'll show you a cold. Oh, shit. I actually can't show you a cold open because I already opened my sip that I took out of the fridge. So, all right. Here, let me do a little. Let me do a little Foley worker. There's your cold open. Welcome to Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast. This is episode probably 27. Maybe 26.
Isn't it 24?
That last one was 2.5 hours.
But not after we edited it down. There was like 40 minutes of dead air.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dan, why don't you give a Bogdan off on what happened in the last episode?
Can you
quick rundown?
Why must you guys one date the podcast with stupid 1 year long references and two make these references in the first place?
Hey, Dan, can you give us a quick rundown?
No, and in fact, I'm going to crinkle this thing so this isn't usable. It's almost like I'm playing 4D chess. You fucks.
Okay, now let's talk about what the fuck you just did here. Don't do that.
No. So, real intro, not that, because that was terrible. Is you guys are in the corner of a dark basement surrounded with mud, boxes, and some bones and stuff. In the darkness somewhere, there's this hulking leech monstrosity that just chucked Jerry into a wall. It is now slinked back into the darkness and you hear it hissing from somewhere. Try and escape.
Step one, I'm scared. I don't like being in here.
Step two, Patton is intrigued.
Let me just, roll this thing's initiative. I'm going to tell you straight up, because I don't want one of those, ooh, I thought, like, bad DM, just party got wiped. You aren't beating this. You could try.
But what if we roll really well?
It's technically possible. Many things are technically possible. Life has many doors.
Life finds a way.
Ooh, that's a good initiative roll. I like that.
So do we need to re-roll initiative?
No, you do not. Because...
Okay, good, because I don't remember what my
initiative
was.
This is still the same thing. And...
All right. I think I had 7 initiative.
Quick question. Does it all count as the same encounter? Are my encounter powers used?
Yes, they are.
I mean, yeah.
Yes.
We're
it's
still
all the same
running
encounter.
For our lives.
Yes, you are still in a dead sprint fight for your life.
Oh, somebody take a screenshot of the
of
what we can see top of the round.
I'll do it.
Why is the leech's name Spookmang?
How can you see him?
What? I mean, it shows up on the turn order.
How
I can
see
oh, well then, okay.
Oh, he rolled a 23. That's cool.
Yeah, he did.
That's some mighty high initiative.
You can't roll a 23. There's no 23-sided dice.
Oh, he's using a 100-sided die. Or he's like Tim. Tim has a 22-sided die, and it fucks
Here,
me up.
Here, is this name more accurate?
I don't like
Run.
It.
So... You guys ready? You got your character sheets up? You ready to try and run out of here?
Yes.
So.
Yes.
So. Several things. Several things. You are in this, you know, fog of war stuff right here. You're only going to be able to see as far as you have, you know, reasonable line of sight, which is not far. Patton's got a bit better of a thing going on. However,
I'm going to go ahead and ask Patton to light this bitch on fire.
However, objective one, find the actual exit. Ignore the... Here, let me just get rid of that thing on the map here. That ain't here. Yeah, yeah. The holdover from before. Objective one, find the actual exit. Objective two, run. Once everybody has successfully exited the room, you can get back to running. So, first up is a big spooky leech man, who is going to kind of scamper. Scamper, scamper, scamper.
He's snuffling around.
I saw
scamper.
Something.
And
you try and take a chunk out of the good doctor.
Yes.
Now this is just a combat encounter, not a skills challenge as well, right?
Correct. Okay. This is combat until such a time as you find the exit and all leave. So, first up, this thing is going to attempt to engulf Patton. Hey there, Patton. How does a 27 versus AC sound?
Holy fuck!
Shit.
That is a high number.
That's like 11 more than my AC, so I'm going to say go ahead and it gets me.
Okay, hold on, Let me get some more D8s.
Uh-oh.
Let me reach into the bucket of D8s. I hope you stab your hand in there, you fuck.
Rude.
Okay.
Did you just roll 3 D8s?
Yes. Take 15 damage.
Spicy.
Yowzers. This slug's gone Bowsers. You said
15? Yes.
Alrighty, I'm down to 19.
Nice. So then, oof. Let's see what else is he going to do.
We get a Roblox. Oof.
Mm-hmm. You see, this thing is weird because it has a bunch of stuff that cares about grabbing enemies. Oh, no. This is fun.
I'm
oh, yeah, you're grabbed, by the way. Haha.
No, 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 no.
Oh, you
no,
bitch.
No, no, so, no, no. Let's read off what grab does as you are engulfed by leech.
No, no. Please stop this.
Let's see. A grabbed creature is immobilized and can be forced to move by the grabber.
No, no, no.
They're inside out, right? They're all covered
yep.
in teeth and shit.
So, you can attempt okay. to escape by either...
So the secret strategy is that they're not covered on teeth on the inside.
So you can make an acrobatics...
DM, could I wear this thing as a suit or would that kill
me? It would kill you. So you can make an acrobatics check against the creature's reflex or an athletic check against its mm-hmm. fortitude to attempt to escape the grab.
Do the reflex one.
Okay.
Haha, I dare you.
Do it.
Whew. Okay.
Stop trying to kill
and
us.
I get to,
next up.
At the end of my turn, do I get to try and break... It's my turn, right? That I get to break out of it?
Yeah, you have to spend an action on your turn. It is a
it's
move
not,
action.
Is that considered
a
saving throw?
It is a move action.
Sure.
Okay, it's a move action. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
Yep. So, next up, we've got Elias.
Yes. Okay. Can I do anything to break him out of that?
Yes. If you can move the creature away from Patton, you will break the grab.
Okay. So wait, if I force move him away from Patton, that'll break the
correct.
Grab.
Correct. If you have any gotcha. Means of pushing or sliding or things like that that will actually move him away from Patton.
I know how many squares? How many squares is that thing? It's is that actually taking up those 4 squares?
Yes, it is a large creature.
Okay. Does it have reach?
No, it does not.
Okay. I've got a question then. So if I were to swap, quote unquote, swap places with it, what does that actually mean?
Well, boy howdy, that wouldn't be a legal target.
Oh, it's not a legal target to swap places with?
Well, I mean, if you attempted to... So, let's say you attempted to swap places with it in the current situation. It doesn't have anywhere to go.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I was thinking.
There is no open area that... there is no open square that you are in that it can also occupy as a legal space.
Okay. Then I've got another question. Would stunning this thing break the grab?
Stunning it,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
stunning
it would break.
Would in fact break the grab.
I'm not sure. This is difficult terrain, correct?
Yes, it is.
So it's 2 squares for each.
Yes,
yeah,
it
I
is.
Can get to it. I can get to it.
Two, four, six. Yeah.
Yeah, I have 6 movement. Alright. Stunning Palm attack? Let me think. I mean, I either want a Stunning Palm or Drunken Monkey. Oh, no, not Drunken Monkey. That's silly. There's actually nothing that I can do that just, like, slides it, unfortunately.
Yes, you do.
Where? I mean, I can knock it prone, but I'm not sure that makes sense.
Flurry of Blows?
It's a square adjacent to me, or one square... It has to be adjacent to me. So
yes.
I can't.
You can
I
can
slide the whole
it.
Thing down?
You could, yes.
Oh, okay. It's a large target, so I didn't know
yeah,
if that...
Yeah, no,
like,
yeah, you can slide it.
Okay, so then I'm going to move here. And yep. Then I'm going to use... Let's see, what's the...
You're going to go for the palm there?
Well, actually, let's see. If I use the movement technique, 1, 2... Oh, that doesn't help. Yeah. Shifting 2 squares doesn't really help here.
No, and shifting 2 squares would let you move 1 square.
No, because I ignore difficult terrain when I'm shifting.
Oh, yeah! Elf shit.
Elf yeah, that's shit. Wild step.
Fucking elf shit. Alright,
so I'm going to move here, and I'm going to use... let's see. Versus reflex. The question is reflex or fortitude? Which do I think is stronger? Quick question. Looking at it, which do I think it's this thing is more reflexive or more fortitudinous?
It's a pile of leeches.
I'm just saying, like, in this horrifying monstrosity
think?
Of teeth,
I'm
it,
in a,
does it
I'm
look
in a
more
dark
wiry?
Basement. I've just been sprinting for the last looks at broken watch forever. I'm covered in leeches. There's a body over there. This thing is eating Patton in front of me. Do I think this thing is more agile or tougher?
Yeah, that's the question here. Okay, I'm gonna use 5 storms because for flavor text, 5 storms is basically just like punching the ever loving fuck out of it. So I'm just going to push as hard as I can to try and. Get the parts that are attached to Patton off of him.
Oh,
because
okay.
We need to go now.
Roll it.
Alright, that is... plus 7. Or no, it's like plus 8 versus... No, it's plus 7 versus reflex.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, that didn't roll. Did you hear that?
Like, yes.
It was one of those... trapped up against the side of a thing on a corner. Rolls. There we go. Oh, it's garbage.
What did you roll?
13.
Yeah, no, that
imagine
ain't gonna
my
hit.
Shock.
No.
How many rerolls do you have?
I can use... Oh, yeah, I can use Elven Accuracy. Yeah, I'm gonna use Elven Accuracy because we need to get away from this leech.
Okay.
Leeches, please go.
Roll it.
Here we go. Oh shit, I'm dropping stuff. Okay, that's better. That's 22.
22 versus reflex. Boy howdy, that actually, yeah, that hits.
Yes, okay. Damage, I guess, matters for this somehow.
It is technically possible.
Alright, it's 1d8 plus 5 damage, but, you know. That'll be, 8, and then the centered flurry of blows damage, 6, so 14.
It's
and I'm gonna
more than that.
Huh?
Key club.
Oh yeah, the key club, so plus 1, so 15.
And we're really good at this.
The key club is
plus,
plus 2.
Yeah. Look, I haven't used this damn thing for a while. We've been taking a lot of breaks, okay? Give me a break here. I have many items.
Oh, okay, and you like to slide him back into the darkness there?
Yeah.
Shh.
So, I'm just going to yell to Patton, we need to go! And I assume Specky is going to make a concerned meow?
Yes. That's definitely here. Next up, Velias is done. Are you done?
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay. Next up, John.
And these are all walls, right?
Yes, they are. You can get up on top of these boxes as well. They're about like These are like, you know, big old boxes, and they're kind of rickety, so it will take checks to actually get up on top of them, but you could potentially attempt to jump between boxes rather than go through the mud.
How damp is it in here? Is it like...
Very. There's,
all right, so there's, we're not like lighting this place on fire.
There's like two feet of water at your knees and rising.
We weren't lighting the surface on fire.
Yeah, this isn't Cleveland. You can't light the water on fire.
Hmm.
But if you guys that's wanted to get on the boxes, I could do some.
Okay, so that's your turn there, John?
Yeah, and I'm not going to be able to get to him to hit him. I don't think that's even going to be
Here's
useful.
A little bit more of revealing area then. There you go. Can't quite see around that corner very well yet. So, next up, Patton.
You can't swoosh around from the bottom right corner. You're talking to John?
No, I'm talking to Patton.
Oh, okay. So this thing, can it hit in this corner right here?
Can it?
Is that within its reach?
No, it has a one square reach.
Okay, so if I can go like this.
No, you can't because...
That scout that area out.
You actually...
Yeah, you'll still walk in front of him.
You'll walk adjacent to it. It is occupying that 4x4, or that, 2x2 square.
Yeah, you'll be adjacent to it twice.
All of these squares are adjacent to it. Okay. All of these squares are adjacent to it.
Okay, I see.
We don't know where the exit is, so if you have maybe some... Use your mask or something to, like...
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm gonna get to that.
Scout? I mean, I'm just concerned, yeah. As Elias is basically shaking Patton while they're both covered in leeches.
Shaking me violently, leeches are flinging off.
Concern.
I'm gonna go ahead and grab a fistful of them for both eye holes. And do you want me to roll a perceptual? We'll see if I can kind of spot any light coming from like an besides from the ceiling, quote unquote ceiling. If I can see any source of light for an exit.
Oh, you're going to try and find an alternate exit?
Yes, using my perception. I'm going to see if there's any way that we can kind of get out of here. Any sort of light, any way we can get up out of this fucking hole.
Oh, get up via the ceiling. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Reminder that you have a +1 to perception because you're within 5 squares of me.
He's a smart boy. Ah, he makes people look at things good.
Must be the glasses. Let's do
this. I rolled a 23 in total.
23 in total.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, you do see a ray of light directly above... here, let me mark this little X. You see a ray of light...
Mark it on your map.
Right up... Oh, that's a square. I made a square instead of an X. I'm good at this.
That's fine.
You see a ray of light through there that looks like you might be able to break through.
Okay.
Like, it might have another one of those trap doors. The box itself is about, 7 feet tall. And then the ceiling, if you stood on top of it, you could just, you could touch the ceiling. Like, this thing is scraping. Yeah, right about there. This thing is, by the way, is scraping the ceiling, like, while it's shambling around. It's a wall of leech.
Okay.
He's a
large
boy.
All the boxes are roughly the same size?
Yes.
Are they square or rectangular and really tall?
Square.
Essentially what I'm thinking is making an easier way to get up on that box by tipping one over.
Ah, I see. No, they're squares.
Or tipping it on the slug.
They're squares.
They're still squares.
Okay, there's...
Also, if you tip a box onto the slug, it's just going to, like, squish out and reform into now angrier slugs.
Might break the box.
I mean, hit it with something's also going to make it angry, but maybe a box will slow it.
I mean, you could just throw a car battery at it.
This is true.
I mean, don't test me.
Give him the zap.
So I'm going to point out, guys, right over here, I'm going to kind of like, I can't elbow Jerry. He's way over there. I was going to have him light it up. I'm going to kind of...
You could shoot.
Jerry,
shoot
it's hard to direct
area.
It. It's so dark.
Or like shoot some light with your eye beams, or pull out any manner of wacky gadget that you want. Or have Lil Bro have a flashlight.
So I'm going to go ahead and use my standard, because I'm going to do both those things. I have a little bro pointed out while at the same time throwing out a punishing eye.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I'm going to have little bro come out and point out this area in the top left there. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to have him kind of like swoosh on over to right on top of this run.
Yeah. You see, I named it that just to give you a really good idea of what you should probably be doing. So, there you go. How big is the aura again?
It is 3 squares. Enemies within 3 squares do not have concealment. When an ally attacks them within 3 squares, they hit, they take, the bad guy takes 4 damage.
4 extra.
And I can move the eye 3 squares as a move.
Oh, okay. And that'll actually reveal all of the area that it's in, because he can't benefit from concealment and shit, so there you go.
Hmm.
Well, it makes sense. Little bro's got like a little spotlight. So I'm going to go ahead over and try to...
Athletics or acrobatics, whichever one's better.
Either one is a 1, so let's go acrobatics. I got 11 in total.
11 in total. So Lanky Birdman, scramble, 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 scramble. Boy, howdy, it's almost like this is wet, rotting, you're covered in leeches and freezing cold, and you fall back into the water.
Patton tries to backflip onto the box.
Hey guys, watch this.
Yeah, I don't think you would be doing a backflip in this situation.
Yeah, but I mean, have you ever seen any of those free running videos? That's what they're all titled. I don't think you would be doing a backflip in this situation. But that's what they're doing.
John and Jerry chose interesting directions to go.
Oh yeah, I haven't gone anywhere yet.
Yeah. Alrighty. Is Patton doing anything else? Like maybe healing himself?
Yeah, aren't you like bleeding?
I'm not bleeding yet.
Are you sure?
But I'm gonna save my syringes for now. I'm gonna save my heals.
Oh, okay.
Heal me.
You're fine. Don't be such a baby. Ribs go back.
No, they don't.
Okay, so are you done? Is it Jaron's turn?
Yeah, that's my turn.
Okay, Jerry, you're up.
Okay, so did Patton only look for like ways to escape above us, or is that okay? So
yes.
Would I remember where this thing came in from?
Boy, how do you know? You kind of got.
We fell from the ceiling.
You fell from the ceiling, ran into a hallway, and then got tackled into a wall by a ball of leeches. You know, have you ever been like, have you ever been scuba diving and kicked up a bunch of dirt?
No.
Because that's basically what happened to you. You don't know which way is up.
Except the dirt is leeches.
Yes.
So I have line of sight of this thing now, right?
It has cover.
Fuck.
You have
Why are you moving that way?
Actually, no, yeah, you do have line of sight because you can hit one of its squares.
You're blocking me, Elias.
What? You can move through allies, are you kidding?
Yeah.
What I'm trying to do here is, like, we can still use our skills, right?
Jerry. What? Jerry.
This
Jerry,
is not a skills
dude,
challenge
before,
anymore.
Before
so
you make
like
the decision to move directly away from the exit that we know about, let me point out that you're moving directly away from the exit that we know about.
You know what? I'll allow one mulligan on the grounds that you still thought it was a skill challenge, and that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. So.
Well, I thought it was like still the hybrid deal to where we can like use our skills to affect it. But
I mean,
if
you
it's
could
just
still,
straight up combat,
you could still use some skills to maybe do some things. Like he made a perception check to look for something, but that was within the context of a fight.
Well, I was saying like maybe using bluff to create a projection of myself with the heat signature. No.
What?
Okay.
That is not something that the bluff skill can do in combat, because that shit would be busted.
That's as far as I can move. And
didn't you start at the square above John?
No.
Oh. That's where you started? Okay.
That's as far as I can move in difficult terrain. Downgrade standard to a move.
Just barely.
Can I just downgrade standard to a move and then...
Yeah, and try and poke it? Yeah.
Alright, so...
Doesn't that provoke an opportunity attack?
Yes, it would. Moving into the square adjacent to him, aka Elias... So, since moving into Elias's square would provoke an opportunity attack, it gets all fucked up.
Passing into the Elias verse.
You can move through Elias... You can move through these squares. So, basically, the way that it would work is... Shit, this is actually a kind of weird situation.
Well, I don't see why it's weird. I mean, he can't split the corner around the box, so he has to move through my square. Once he moves into my square, he provokes an opportunity attack, but I don't take the attack.
Yeah, but you guys can't occupy the same square.
He's not stopping
if he gets
there.
Stopped.
Oh, you're saying so? Like, if he gets hit, then movement is canceled.
Yes, because it grabs him.
Oh, that is a bit of a conundrum.
It's a bit of a sticky pickle.
Unless we have a better room, we can just...
Unless you, like, flavor Elias getting knocked backwards or something?
Hold up one second.
Yeah, if you can find, like, an official, this is how that works, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'm looking through the DMG. Basically, ally squares count as difficult terrain, maybe, I think. One second. Yeah, this is a little bit.
This has never come up before.
Yeah, yeah.
I swear this has never happened before.
You can't... yeah, this is actually... Because you can move through an ally square. But you can't end your turn in an ally square. So actually, here, I'll let you do that. But just so you know, if you get grabbed, you're going to get shoved and grabbed. Are you going to go for it?
This shit.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
There's no other way.
Boy, howdy, I like this.
Wait, why are you moving there? You're not going to... You don't want to move there.
How does a 22 versus AC sound?
Okay. Boy, that's going to hit me.
Two.
Before you roll that damage, though, I got to roll mine.
Is yours an interrupt?
I mean, you take it no matter what.
Okay.
1d6 plus 5. For Infernal Wrath, by the way. Yeah. So let's do it. You take 6 damage.
Wow.
Okay. It doesn't count as an... Oh, no, it does count as an attack, so it does take an additional 4, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't fucking matter. I had to declare it, though.
So, yeah, you got hit for 18 damage and you're grabbed.
I'm bloodied. I have 10 health left.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow.
Wow. What? I can't believe that Jerry is fucking dead.
Woohoo! Hang on, Elias. I got this. Falls into leeches.
Well, I was thinking that, like, with Infernal Wrath thing, like, what, the leeches grab him and he lights a bunch of them on fire, which just... encourages yet further leeches.
So I still have my standard and minor, though, so what I'm going to do
no,
now...
No, you don't.
You downgraded your standard for a move action, so you've got a minor. But,
no, I moved here.
Yes. You spent all of your movement on that, and then you declared downgrade standard a move.
That's two.
You have a minor action left.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you're grabbed.
Get him with a minor.
Fuck you, action point.
Okay.
Curse of the Dark Dream.
Are you sure you don't want to try and break out of the grab?
Yeah, you could actually break out of the grab using one of your powers that slides things.
Trying to fight him?
Yeah, that's Curse of the fucking Dark Dream. Hello? Okay.
That does do that. I forgot what Curse of the Dark Dream did. I just assumed it was a bad idea.
I mean,
I apologize.
He did just try to use two standard actions.
All right, but first off, I'm going to use my minor instead and curse it first.
Oh, okay.
Now, I am going to use Curse of the Dark
buddy,
Dream.
I'm walking here.
I'm walking here. And prime shot, so I get another +1 to attack.
You aren't the closest. Wait, how does prime shot work again? Let's
none of your allies are closer to the target. No one's closer.
Oh, none of your allies are closer to the target, but it only works for ranged attacks.
Yeah, Curse of the Dark Dreams, a ranged
attack.
Don't
take another opportunity attack,
Except
Jerry.
Except you're using
you
it as a
die.
Melee touch attack, because otherwise you would provoke an opportunity attack. Oh,
wait,
it's a ranged attack.
Make multiple opportunity attacks.
One second. You're making things difficult.
I thought you only get one of those per round.
Like,
yeah, so, one second.
It's Jerry's time to shine.
How does any of this work?
Yeah, no, it can only take one opportunity attack on, it can take as many opportunity attacks as it wants per round, but it can't attack the same person twice in one turn. You already fucked up.
I'm making a jerk-off motion with my hand. Alright,
okay.
So
which is covered in leeches.
Mature.
So this is going to be 1d20 plus 9.
Versus?
Versus Will.
Oh, boy.
That doesn't sound like a good roll.
Fucking 11.
11 total? You rolled a 2.
11 total.
Well, that's good, because its will is over 20. So, no.
Oh, great. Well, you take half damage anyway, so that's, 3d10.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. Where's my d10? There it is.
Is this like one of those enemies where every little mini enemy it's made of counts as 1 HP? And you sort of knock them out?
No.
7 plus 6, 13, plus the d6, and then...
You don't get that curse damage because you didn't hit it.
Okay, so that's 7?
First the punishing eye,
you,
right?
Punishing eye doesn't count because you didn't hit. Also, you round down on damage.
So 6. You take 6 damage, buddy.
And it's subjected to the dark dream, and you can shift
ends.
It.
Does it count as getting hit with an attack?
No,
I can't
not.
Shift into... The bad thing is I can't shift until the end of my next turn.
Yep.
Or beginning of my next turn.
So, next up, top of the round, this thing. Scree. Wow. Scraw. Hiss, hiss. Haw. And... Ya-da-da-da-da-da. This thing is going to just start twirling. Full of leeches. Just all
no,
the leeches.
No.
It's going to twirl.
Like
close blast
leech
two.
NATO.
Close blast two. NATO. Guys, how does a 26 versus all of your fortitude work?
Whoa. Does that hit me?
That hits everybody.
No, I'm behind a box.
Okay.
It's
so
a 26 versus fortitude.
Let's say that you get some cover against this. 26 versus fortitude.
Fuck off. I have cover, right?
Yeah. So what's your fortitude?
It's enough. It's 15.
It's not enough, is it? Ooh. Ow. That's not good. It rolled minimum damage, actually.
These are bone-hurting leeches. Ooh, ow. My bones.
Actually, hold on a second. All right, so it's hitting Jerry and Elias, correct?
And you.
Is it hitting me?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and roll a shocking feedback.
Shocking.
So I'm gonna like look over, see it spinning Sharknado style, and try to get one of those taser shots off on Jerry.
Oh, okay.
Because I see he's already bleeding out.
I'm going to try
whatever
Jerry.
Small amount of blood is left in Jerry from all these leeches is like starting to bleed out again.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty much starting to get bone dry here. So let me go ahead and roll this.
Go for it.
Net 20.
Nice.
What does shocking feedback do?
So, an enemy hits and deals damage to one of my allies with an attack. They take 2 weapon plus 4 lightning damage, and the ally gains resist 5 until the end of my next turn.
Question. Does that take place before or after damage is dealt?
Before damage.
Well, it says an ally is hit and takes damage, so Jerry has to take damage first.
Yeah, you're right. That makes sense. But it's 16 plus 9 damage in total, so 27 damage. Or, sorry, 25 in total.
What about the punishing eye?
I already factored that in.
Wait.
Okay, so...
Yeah, because it's 2d8 plus 5, and then plus 4 from punishing eye.
So, max on that, so 21 base, or 25 base, and then you also get to add your suppression repeating crossbow crit damage, which is what?
Ooh, that's right.
Probably just a d6.
1d6.
Yeah, so roll the d6.
Yep, let me go ahead and roll that. That landed sideways. It was on a 6, but it was sideways. Let me re-roll that. That was a 2.
So 27?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
It's a pow.
And what does Jerry get? He gets resist 5, right?
Yeah, but shouldn't the resist 5 come after the initial damage is dealt to him?
No. It's the ally gains resist 5 to all damage against the triggering resist 5 all until the end of your next turn, and it's an interrupt. So this actually takes place before the attack deals damage.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Which is a good thing, because you all take 9 damage and get pushed away.
Except Jerry, who takes 4 damage.
Yes. You are going to get shoved here. You are going to get shoved here. You are going to get shoved here, and you're all prone as you get slammed into the wall.
So am I no longer grabbed at this point?
You are no longer grabbed. It has decided to forgo that in favor of the not crab. But also its turn isn't, you know, over, because it's going to womp.
Oh, no.
Save me, little bro.
Could you not?
No.
Could you not?
So you now have this screaming, hissing wall of leeches pushing you up against a wall.
John,
I don't like any of this.
John,
I don't have to play D&D anymore.
John, whatever your god does he help with leeches?
So, next up, after teeth monster is Elias.
All right. Well, thankfully, I've prepared for just such an occasion.
Have you?
Actually, yes.
Really?
Well, yeah, because remember those boots that I got?
Oh, yeah, you can stand
up. Minor actions, stand up from prone.
Ooh. Ooh. Ha.
Yeah, so knocked up against the wall, Elias ratchets back up from the ground, and he's fucking pissed because, well, pissed is a strong word. More like terrified beyond words. Because this thing
so
is
he just screams.
Horrifying.
Give my... So are you going to attempt to hit the pressure point of the ball of leeches?
You say that.
That would be amazing.
You say that, but... yes, actually. Now, do you want to know why?
Sure.
No, I'm not kidding. I've got this. You think I haven't been thinking about this, but I've been thinking about this. No. Think about it this way. And this is totally within character since we've been fighting this thing.
Mm-hmm.
In order for something like this to stay together, there are bridge points, literally, where, like, there are leeches that have to be constantly acting as joints. They can't be attacking and moving off, otherwise the whole thing would fall apart. Correct?
Yes.
Like, they're constantly shifting, but there's got to be points along this big mass where you can knock them out and they'd have to reform. Because these are the leeches that aren't attacking all the time. And I'm going to assume that these are the ones that are not inside out.
Yes, these... So, how about you roll the attack? And by the way, you're going to need to spend a minor action to go into the stance first. Second minor action to do that.
Oh, it costs a minor to go into the stance?
Yes, it does, because it's a kind of busted level 1 daily.
Where does it say that?
It says stunning palm, minor action, personal, until the stance ends. You cannot be dazed or stunned, and you can use stunning palm attack power.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, so I'll spend my move to go into a stunning palm.
Well,
full circle.
And I'm going to go into stunning palm, and then I'm going to stunning palm attack it.
Nice.
And I'm going to aim for these, not really pressure points, but I'd say, like, bridge points.
Please try don't miss.
Shut up. To try and bring this thing down so that we can get the fuck away.
Oh, okay.
The punishing eye only does damage, doesn't help me hit, right?
Does not help you hit.
Nothing here is helping me hit.
Let's see. Does the Dark Dream thing help him hit? Does it give people combat advantage? No, it does not.
Okay.
No. So, yeah, you need to actually roll well.
Don't say that. Don't fucking say. I've been shaking this dice in my hand for the last 30 seconds.
Oh, by the way, fortitude is like, it's a good defense for this thing.
Shut up, dude. Go to hell. Fuck,
I think that answers
this.
That question. Very fortitudinous.
Oh, that's good.
What'd you roll?
That's fucking good. 25.
25?
Oof.
Guess what its fortitude was.
25.
23.
Oh! So, Elias ratchets up with those boots. Specky's terrified, so he's probably on my back, staying the fuck away from this thing. You know that from way back in, I think, episode, like, 2, the Sherlock Holmes, like, fist fight that we did? Yeah, it's a replay of that. So I'm just going to look this thing up and down and
back
aim
to
for
the wall,
parts.
Covered in yeah. leeches, in a pitch black basement with, like, now water up to your waist.
I'm going to aim for these points, and I'm going to just reach in and tear these leeches out. So not even punching them out, but just, like, reaching in, grabbing, tearing them apart. So grabbing, like, 3 or 4 different points, and I assume it's just going to collapse and start to reform.
Yeah, yeah, it collapses into this mound as they try and, like, pull themselves together. And also, you look at your hands are just black now, as when you rip them out, the way that it looks like it works is that the ones that are on the outside then go inside as they, you know, get full of blood. And the
yeah,
ones so that I'm... have fed are the structural ones.
Yeah, so I'm going to squeeze my hands together and just, like, try and break them all apart. So I assume they're blood dripping from my hands now.
Yes. And this thing is stunned. As yes. it is now a writhing pile of leeches hissing and screaming at you guys.
I think everyone's screaming at each other.
Yes.
Yes, like, let's get out now.
What else,
like,
are you
Elias
doing?
Elias is just, like, pulling
gonna,
it apart, just
you,
screaming.
Do you have an action point?
I mean, the stance ends, so I do have an action point.
Mm-hmm.
That would give me another.
You could spend it for a move action.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is there anything I could do to? Well, shifting it just moves it next to me, so it won't really.
Yeah, that wouldn't.
I can't push it away
ton.
From us.
No, I mean, you could tack on
can,
the damage, but I mean, stunned.
The centered flurry of blows.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give it the damage from that. So that's
whack it for
10.
Eight.
Well, it's 10 because of the punishing eye.
Oh, no. It takes
no?
4 from the stunning palm, then it takes 8, so it would be 12 total.
4 from the stunning palm, then centered flurry of blows is 2 plus 4, so that's 6.
Plus your key club!
Plus the key club, so it's 7.
8!
And then the punishing...
8?
The key
yeah,
club is
and then
plus
the 2. Eye.
So it's 12.
Plus the punishing eye.
Yes. 8 plus 4.
6. So it's 12.
Oh, okay. I thought it was... Yeah, I was wrong.
I thought it was 10. I thought 8
oh,
plus 4
no, no, no,
was
no,
10.
Because it was the 4 damage, and then all my shit is 7. That's 11.
No, all
no,
your shit is 8.
Your key club does plus 2. Plus...
That's what I'm saying. So 4 plus 8 is 12, plus the punishing eye is another 4.
No, the
so
4
16.
Is from the punishing eye. The punishing eye doesn't double trigger.
That's what I know, but the key, the stunning palm is...
Oh my god, it's 12
damage,
damage,
isn't it?
No, the stunning palm is no damage.
Oh, okay, you were talking about
oh, no,
about
wait,
the,
yes, actually, Michael is completely right. It
yes, that's what I'm saying, it's 4 damage. It's 16 total, don't fucking tell me.
I thought that the stunning palm had 0 damage.
No, it's 4.
Ba-da-ba,
dick? I was right.
Okay,
yeah,
so what are you
funnier
doing?
If you thought 8 plus 4
stop,
was 10.
Stop fucking gaslighting me.
Never.
Jesus Christ. Yes, so 16 damage. God. Okay, so I'm going to spend an action point.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way... See, here's the question. Is I want to be in a position to help people get up onto this box, because...
Yeah, you could get up onto it yourself and then maybe roll some assists.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
And you being up on there would lower the DC.
Okay. So, question though. It's stunned, so it can't take opportunity attacks,
correct.
Right?
It can't do shit.
That's good. Okay. So, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and move up on top of the box. I have to roll acrobatics for that, right?
Yep.
Boy, howdy, it's a good thing I got those boots. Shut up. Shut up. What's wrong with you?
Elias stuns a leech pile and fails to climb a box.
Shut up! Stop saying these things!
Here it comes.
No, it's a fucking 26.
26? Oh. I mean, yeah. Okay, you fall into the water. No, never mind.
No, shut up! No, I don't!
Okay, Elias jumps up onto the box, all super cool style.
Actually, I want to jump past... I want to jump over both Jerry and Patton up onto the box in one fell swoop.
Nice.
You shouldn't want to, like, run on their shoulders or something?
Apparently, you mean, like, white just push Jerry jump. Down into the mud?
I mean, we're both prone, so it'd be on our backs.
Yeah.
I'll take a step off of Jerry.
Use him as a springboard.
He's strangely muscular for...
strangely right. muscular. You done?
So I'm gonna jump up onto the box and stick my hand down, like, to grab Patton up when he's ready.
Mm-hmm. All right. You done?
Yeah.
Next up, John.
So, how much of a move would climbing a box be?
Climbing a box?
Because if this is just two, I can actually get out. But if not, it's like...
Yeah, so... the thing is that climbing on top of it is going to be just as difficult as going around it. Like, okay. They count as, moving on top of it is going to count for two. At least.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know.
Because the path from me going, this would be two.
Mm-hmm.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is better than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, so you're going to try and go for it significantly farther some athletics there?
Are you going to try and jump over the leech?
I mean... I'm going to go
just
around
gonna try
him
and
still.
Run around it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. Just right. I can get to the box this turn instead of next turn.
Yep. Go for it.
16. Wow.
16 total?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually not going to do it.
Yeah.
To get onto a box, really?
You're in waist-high water. These things are slick as hell, and they're very tall.
Alright, so how much of my turn does that waste?
I'm gonna say that those two squares of movement, at least.
Okay. Then I'll... Two. Yeah, I'll standard down to a move.
You could also run, if you would like.
Oh yeah, that's right. How does that work?
Running will add an additional 2 to your speed, but you're gonna take a big-ass penalty to your defenses and attack rolls.
I mean, from what I've seen, he's just hitting all of us constantly, and there's nothing we can do about it. As long as I'm not taking more damage, that's probably fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
And then...
Running?
Oh, you don't have to avoid being next to it, just so you know.
Yeah, he can't take opportunity attacks.
It's stunned.
Oh. Yeah, it gets me one square closer.
Mm-hmm.
Action point.
Perfect.
Action point.
I mean, yeah, I guess so.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Elias can help you up.
Try to climb it.
Okay, go for it.
Is Elias close enough to be able to help John?
No, I'm not on that square.
That's an 11. I think I fall flat on my face again.
11 total?
Yeah, I rolled 11 the first time, 6 this time. I only have a +5 in athletics.
Oof.
Now, if I can endure my way up the box...
Does John see anything? To the left, or is that a wall?
Yeah, it's a wall.
I mean,
okay.
You're just talking about, like, pure brute strengthening it out? Can he use endurance instead of athletics?
I don't know. Break part of the box? Turn it into, like, a step?
That doesn't sound like endurance.
Can I punch the box a bunch?
That sounds like athletics.
Yeah.
Can I try again, or is that my turn?
That'll do it for you.
Okay.
That's You've got a whole nother turn cycle, though, because this thing is stunned. Yeah. Next up, Patton.
Uh-oh, I think something's showing on the screen that's not supposed to be
there.
Oh,
no, it is supposed to be there. Yeah, you ran past it, so he saw it.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's not like we're going that way anyway, so.
Yeah.
I was about to say, like, if I fucking move Lil Bro, and I see, like, six exits down there.
Yeah, if that had shown up before and, like, we could have conceivably met up somewhere else, it would have really saved me from climbing a box. I'm going to get eaten because I'm unable to climb this box.
I'm going to move over and help you.
Yeah, the thing with the with finding random stuff out while you're moving is you would have seen that right as you were already declared movement to this area.
It's fine.
Yeah, movement is like moving all at once. It's not like you're rethinking it as you take steps. So like you don't move one square, see new information, move another square, see new information.
It
you move all
two
the squares.
Different movements.
All right, so I'm going to stand up. And Jerry, what's your health at again?
6.
You're still at 10?
Jesus.
Oh, you're at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. All right, so I'm going to go ahead.
Oh, I'm bloodied, by the way.
God, everyone's bloodied.
Yeah, it does
a
lot of damage.
Special.
It's impossible to not get hit by. Of course, we're all bloodied.
John's not. John hasn't taken any damage.
The one guy who benefits from being bloodied.
I mean, benefits is a strong word here.
John, shut up. I'm trying to do something.
No.
I'm going to go ahead and pull out some sanguine resuscitation. I'm going to go ahead and it's a blood thickener for Jerry because he's basically got no blood left. Let's make whatever's left in there count. I'm going to go ahead and
I think that's how you get blood clots that go to your heart and you die.
Don't question him. He knows
probably,
what he's doing.
Maybe not. Who knows? Just which one of us is a doctor here, Dan?
I mean, sure, go for it, bro. All
right, Jerry, this will make it feel better. I'll go ahead and stick him.
Ow.
That's some good acting.
I mean,
and then
it's a different pain from the leeches.
So I want to use spike wire, but I want to use it in a slightly different way.
No. You don't want to use spike wire. You want to get up on this box and get the fuck out of here.
No. Here's what I'm thinking. So batteries are full of battery acid, right? And slugs and anything alive really hate battery acid.
It's a pile of leeches writhing on the ground that is completely incapable of taking any actions.
I know, but how long is that going to last?
Until it saves from the effect.
Yeah.
Does Jerry still have to go?
Yeah.
Is he going to go before the slug?
Yeah. And then you guys all get to go again before it gets to go once. If it saves. Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I'm
going
to go ahead and, go ahead. Elias, give me a hand here. I'll kind of start scrambling up the box, trying to get to that exit.
Yeah, I'm
going to
have Specky brace me against the wall in the box and reach both arms down to grab Patton up.
So do I just use a healing surge and then...
Yeah, how exactly does your heal shit work?
Oh, curative admixture. You gain hit points equal to your healing surge plus 4.
And you don't spend a healing surge.
Yes. I lose 1 admixture charge of 2.
Okay, roll
it. And then do you want me to roll to...
Yep, still gotta roll.
Get up on that box?
Still gotta roll.
Alrighty. So I'm assuming I'm being assisted by Elias?
Yes.
Okay, that's good, because I rolled a 2.
2?
So I got a 3 in total.
3 in total? Boy, howdy, it's almost like you're all slippery and Elias' hands are slick with everybody's blood.
And
this is some horse shit.
Can you guys not climb a box?
Clearly.
Apparently not. There's too many slugs.
Leeches.
You know, Elias, not all of us are biologists.
Did you already spend your action point? You already spent your action point, didn't you?
I have not. But I'm going to panically try it again.
Oh, okay. Because
I'm getting out of this slug pit. Oh, goody. I rolled a 5 this time.
Nice.
So 6.
Nice. So this is a good... This is really getting the desperate air as you guys are frantically scrambling trying to get up here on top of this box.
So
water is pouring down and you are all covered in blood.
Yeah, this is not going well.
Oh boy.
You managed to stun this thing and are now rolling horrifically
Someone
poorly.
Someone managed to stun this thing.
Oh, Elias doesn't do anything in combat. No, Elias is awesome. Never forget that.
Okay, so you done then, Patton?
That's all I can do.
Okay,
I
next
mean,
up, Jiro.
If we could kill the thing, I'd be having a great time. But I'm really bad at climbing boxes.
Let me see here. What is
bad
going on?
And naughty players get sent to the leech pit to atone for their sins.
Okay, so is this thing going to make a saving throw
yes.
on its next turn? Okay. So I'm going to use my move to stand. I'm going to... Well, only fucking makes sense to downgrade my standard to another move. So, going to do that?
I mean, it would.
I'm going to try and get up here.
Okay.
So you're now both, like, climbing over each other, desperately attempting to
yes.
get up onto this box.
Hey, Pat, you could give me a boost,
like
but if you don't feel like it, it's okay.
Quips? Is this the time for quips?
I don't
that
know, Elias. It's
quip.
What I do.
I think it's in line.
That is Jerry.
All right. So, is it, just athletics?
Athletics or acrobatics?
Oh, shit. All right. That's a 16.
16? You're up.
Yay!
Yeah,
see,
so,
Patton, it's all in the technique.
Now Jerry can help you.
Yeah, now Jerry can help John up.
All right. And as a
unless
minor,
you think you would run for the exit immediately.
As a minor, I want to slide it one square to the right.
What?
Dark Dream. And nice. Its Dark Dream, its flavor is just alcohol all over it and some of that napalm.
Nice.
Oh, so it's just writhing in pain?
Yep,
yeah.
It's writhing in fake pain. Next up, Leech turn. Leech gets to make saving throw.
Fuck you. Yes!
Get fucked.
Yes! I'd high-five you, Elias, but you're covered in leeches.
You're also down there.
Man, this power is busted for a level one.
Hell yeah, it is.
Next up, Elias. If you want to, you can spend your action to pull somebody up.
What would that be for me?
That would be...
Endurance,
probably?
Let me...
Or athletics.
Let me think
It's here. Not acrobatics.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a bit wonky, because you're not doing spin kicks to bring him up on the box.
You could try.
Jump into a spin kick so fast you create a tornado that lifts me into the air, Elias. I believe in you.
Either that or maybe dungeoneering if you're trained in it.
I am, actually, yeah. Dungeoneering.
That's some fairly standard, like, you know, exploration 101 is getting people around.
Yeah, so like
it's like
grabbing him in the right spot. Yeah,
yeah,
caving kind of thing. Okay. What?
You tell me I could have been dungeoneering this whole time?
No. I'm in a good position to like assist you lifting.
Yeah.
You are in a position where you need to use like pure strength to get up. This is now like a matter of skill.
Yeah, this is now not Patton trying to get up and having, you know, Elias just there, like, as a helping hand. This is now Elias, like, chucking you up here like a sack of potatoes.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to reach into my bag, and I'm going to get out some rope, and I'm going to sling it under Patton's arms,
yep,
and
there
direct
you go.
Him to, like, get it into a sling kind of formation so I can just haul him up.
There you go.
Because we're obviously covered in fluids and this is not going to go well.
Jerry's going to feel around his coat and pull out the little spiky whip and just look at John.
All right. That is a 17.
17 total?
Yeah.
Boy, howdy.
Not very
Womp.
Good. Oh, okay.
Just fling me right up there.
Yep. So that's my standard, right?
Yes.
So with a move... Then I've got to move.
Or you
left,
can
right?
chuck him there or there.
I'm going to go ahead and chuck him to the exit square.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like Patton, probably we want to get out of here. So I've got a move and a minor left.
Yep.
Is there anything I could do? I can't. I have no healing abilities to help. Damage rolls key.
I mean, you could bleed menacingly.
I don't want.
I'm gonna go ahead and have little bro shift his spotlight towards us over here in the corner, so we can get some better look. Get a better look at where we are.
Okay. You doing anything else there, guys? Right.
Well, the question is, do I want to stay and try and help John?
That's rude.
Well, no, I mean, like, can Jerry handle it or should I handle it? I just answered that question. I'm going to move to this square here.
Yeah, there you go.
Please don't let me die.
Yep. You doing anything else there?
No, that'll be it.
Okay, next up, John.
All right, I'm going to do the thing.
Do the thing.
I assume I'm more effective at helping John get up here yes. than anyone Ooh, else.
I rolled a 17. That's a high number.
17? Whoop. All right.
22 all, total.
Yep. All members are on box. Safe escape. Clear. As
oh, fuck yes.
Jesus these, Christ. As the box collapses under your combined weight.
Fuck yes. Don't say that.
So, as this thing is still writhing, you see the water rush in from this exit and start swirling this thing around a bit.
Right? So it's like breaking up now, too.
Yeah, yeah. All of this stuff is breaking up. Patton manages to, you know, get a good eye there, and it's one of those trap doors that you saw before. You manage to undo the latch, push it open, and you all scramble up as you hear the boxes and things collapse underneath you, and you hear the leeches hissing all around, like, all under the floorboards and stuff. But as you crawl back up into this building, you don't hear anything anymore.
I sure am glad we didn't have to roll to climb up out of the trap door.
Wait. The leeches are all just suddenly gone?
I mean, you still have, like, maybe a couple on you, but there weren't any in this building to begin with, really.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna squish the remaining leeches, except for the one that I still have in my yeah. vial.
Gonna hand Elias my remaining leeches.
Patton's gonna see if he can kind of like turn one of them inside out and see if that turns it back to normal.
So you turn one of the inside out leeches back regular side. It strongly resists.
Yeah,
this.
I'm just gonna kind of like swoop. See if I can do it.
Yeah, you can.
I'll keep trying until it either dies or it works.
One of those definitely happens. You can't quite tell which.
All right.
I don't think we're going to learn anything from these leeches right now.
Yeah, so...
I'm going to keep the dead leech with me.
You guys do have a short rest as you are now in this spooky abandoned visitor center.
All right, so we can spend healing surges then?
Yes, you can. And skill challenge, all right. Done.
Alrighty.
Hooray.
Woo!
Alright, I'm going to spend 8, so 16 would bring me up the full.
And so, as we're doing
two healing surges.
So, while you guys are spending that, let me just describe what you see around you, right? The room that you are currently in is one of the ones adjacent to. We're like fairly close to the one where Patton pulled the lever down this hallway. Down this hallway, you can the hallway outside of it. There's some broken glass in a window in the room. You can see down the hallway and you see up a set of stairs. Like there's a, you know, like one of those sets of stairs leading up to the next floor. And outside of one of the external windows, you can see that long walkway leading out towards the boathouses. And through this window, you do actually see, for the first time, a boat.
Oh, thank God. Wait, shit, no. Boats are bad. Every DM in the universe wants their party to get on the boat. And we're going to get on this.
Jerry's going to make a dead sprint for the boat. I've had enough of this shit.
And that's what we'll do next episode.
Boats, you say? That's a trope I'm unfamiliar with.
And or hose.
Alright, let's go ahead and you want to say something, Dan?
No, I just said and or hose, making a very dated reference.
Oh, that was really funny.
Yeah,
boats I'm glad I brought the show to a dead stop to have you explain that, because I didn't understand
I mean,
it. Anyway, my name's
play
Ted.
Play me out, Ted.
Play me out. My name is Ted. I'm from the podcast Let Me Tell You About and Revival. Both are hosted on the same website. We're on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, I believe, by the time this one's up.
What the fuck is a Stitcher?
All that good shit. It's a podcast app weirdos use instead of Podcast Addict. I don't know why they use it.
Wow.
You can find us on, you can find me on Twitter at Let Me Tell You PD, and a Discord, which we have and link in the majority of the episodes. It's pretty good.
You can find me, Dan, exclusively on the Discord, because I don't use Twitter. Or you can send emails to the Let Me Tell You About email address, which is Let Me Tell You About with how many T's was it?
Three T's.
Three?
It's three T's, because otherwise it wouldn't fit.
And that's a Gmail, right?
Let me tell you about @gmail.com.
So yeah, send in any questions that you'd like to have answered on the show over there, or PM them to me on the Discord or to Ted, and we'll get to those. And if you hang out in Discord and want to talk to me, I'm more than willing to talk way too much about random bullshit.
You can find me on Twitter at LMTYAMatt. Don't follow me, it's just a bunch of normie shit.
God damn, stop stealing my tagline. You don't get to be, you
it's
don't
not
get
your
to do
tagline.
That.
When have you ever said, don't follow me, it's just a bunch of normie shit? I'm trading.
Alright, don't
that.
Follow me, it's just a bunch of weeb shit.
Thank you, John. Don't follow me, it's just a bunch of cowboy shit.
I would watch.
It's
I would
cowboy.
Follow that.
John's Twitter account would be like daily Bible verses and like old Marlboro commercials.
Probably minion memes too. Some good wholesome ones.
If you tweet me something good, I might retweet you and like your tweet.
Shut up, dude. Don't do this. Oh, I might retweet you. It's good. Your Twitter is trash. You're trash.
Hold up.
My name is Tim, and I'm not entirely certain, but I think I'm in the computer.
So Tim's on the Discord. My name's Michael. You can find me on Twitter at PulpFan69. Don't follow, it's a bunch of weeb shit. You won't get it.
It's all in Japanese.
Or on the Discord. Yeah, it's all in Japanese. We're also now, me and Dan are now streaming too. So come and check that out. It's bro_operatives. Shameless shilling for that. Check it out. We stream pretty much every weekend.
There are so many ways for you to give us money. Just do it.
Stop, Jerry.
Yeah. I think your character is bleeding into your real personality a little bit much.
All right. Let's play that outro music.
It's already been playing. Can't you hear it?
It's already been playing.
Oh, God, can't let's you hear continue can't you to listen it? To that outro music.
Man, I love this part.
Let's let it play out for a bit while we don't talk. Let's let everyone else savor it for a moment.
This shit's my jam.